Well, with me this morning is the nurse without the needle, Teresa Borak.
Are you sure?
Wait a minute. What do you got in your purse? Anyway, Teresa Borak is a nurse at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, of course, comes and joins us every so often. And we usually get her in here once a year to talk about flu shots. And that's just around the corner. So tell me when and where.
Well, flu is a respiratory disease. I just want to clarify that. Sometimes people get confused that it's a stomach flu, but it's the respiratory. So you have these abrupt onset of symptoms such as fever, muscle aches, sore throat, and a non-productive cough. You get an injectable flu vaccine to prevent this from hitting you. And you can get these. We try to offer several locations in the community that then we can get the bulk of the population in our community immunized. And we're going to start on Tuesday, September 25th, in the lower level of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic from 11:30 to 1:30. And then we're going to do it again the next day on Wednesday from 4 to 6, same location, lower level. And then we'll offer again on Monday, October 1st, from 11:30 to 1:30 and 4 to 6. And then we're going to go down to the West End on Wednesday, October 3rd. We'll be at Moon Dance Coffee Shop from 8:30 to 10, and then Birch Cove Clinic from 12 to 1.
So you can get your flu shot while you're having your shot of caffeine.
Your morning coffee, right. Absolutely.
And 12 to 1 at Birch Grove Clinic, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
The thing I want to say about these outreach, we call these outreach locations, is that they're for people, children 9 years old and older. If you're under 9, there's different dosaging and there's different timings on it, and we would prefer that those people come to the clinic just so we can double and triple check the charts to make sure they're getting what they need. And when you come to these outreach sites, please bring your insurance cards if you want us to bill your insurance. Otherwise, there's a flat fee that you can pay. The other thing, there's two different types of vaccine. There's an injectable and there's also a flu mist.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, the injectable one is an inert.
It's a dead virus, so to speak.
But the mist is live.
They call it a weakened.
Yeah. But that does have an effect. Some people shouldn't.
Correct.
Right.
The flu mist is not going to be available at these outreach sites.
Okay.
And they are for a very particular population. You have to be between 2 and 49 years old. You cannot be pregnant. And you have to be super healthy. You can't have any chronic disease. You can't be ill at all in order to qualify for a flu mist. So there's quite a list of questions that we like to ask people. And so that's why we don't have all of our flu mist available at the clinic presently. We hope within this next week that we will have it. And families with young children over 2 mm-hmm. like to sometimes utilize this. So then again, they would be the ones that we'd want to come to the clinic.
So just because I don't like needles doesn't mean that I should.
You and I do not. We don't get to have flu mist anymore.
Don't.
So how long can Jay put off getting his flu shot until he absolutely has
until
to
Until he absolutely
it.
Has to. Mm-hmm. Well, they say the flu season is from, the CDC says that, from October through May. And they're also recommending that as soon as we, as in the clinic, get our vaccine, we give it. So, I think we used to tell people that flu arrived later in Cook County. I'm not so sure that that's really true anymore. So that's why we're really encouraging people to get it while we have it, and let's get it done so that we can all prevent each other from getting flu.
And I do have to say, from numerous personal experiences, it is not painful.
No, it's not.
In fact, you don't even hardly know it. You know, you walk in and say, is that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, get out of here. at least the nurses that have given it to me have been kind and gentle and understanding.
Teresa, have you had any indications about how serious our flu season might be this year?
We have not heard anything. There's been a lot of press out about the swine, the new version of the
H1N1
variant.
Yeah.
Other than that, we haven't really heard any news from MDH yet. It is a trivalent. It's got the H1N1 and the type A and type B in it, so it covers
so a the one we'll be getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one we'll be getting has those three
that,
types.
Because I understand that they never really know exactly what kind of flu is going to show up.
Well, they try to do as best educated guess as they can by you know, taking a look at what's out there, what's been out there in the world. You know, it's not just our country that they look at. The CDC looks at. So I think it's a really a best educated speculation.
Okay, so this all kicks off on Tuesday next at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic in the lower level, 11:30 to 1:30, and then again the next day, same place, 4 to 6. So that covers different time availabilities for different people. And then 1st of October, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, 11:30 to 1:30, and again in the lower level, same day, 4 to 6. And then we're down to the West End, Moon Dance. Flu shot with your coffee, 8:30 to 10, and the Birch Grove Clinic, 12 to 1. So, but I must say, you can walk into the clinic anytime.
You can. We're trying to discourage that for a while, just because it really puts an overload on our staff.
Right.
And the over the lunch hour, we're really minimally staffed. So, if people miss these dates, of course they can come in.
But maybe wait till after the third.
Excuse me. Yes. And if I really encourage people not to let these dates interfere with your wanting a shot. You know, if you're coming in next week for a visit at the clinic, for an annual visit or whatever, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you while you have your visit.
In fact, they don't even let you out the door. I know. Or they hold you. That's the new work in the lobby.
That's right. Bar the door. Bar the door. Just kidding.
No, yes, you are. Okay.
We'll put this list also on Boreal.
Good.
I'm assuming you will put it on your website.
I think we will.
And there's an ad coming out in the paper, too. Good. So if people didn't catch those dates, there's those places they can check it out.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Teresa Borick. She is a nurse from the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. So get ready for the flu shots starting next Tuesday. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.